Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's the outlook looking like for him going into this season?
You're going to see him in spring training. He's going to be swinging. He's going to be running. He's going to be shagging. You know, we'll see if he ends up getting into games. I'd guess no. Strider will. But we just want to make sure that we take our time with him. But look, he's doing great. So just based off the previous injury, you know, if we did the exact same thing and started a rehab assignment on April the 9th, for example, that would be 6 weeks longer than he did the first time. So we haven't committed to that. Will it be 6 weeks longer, 8 weeks longer, 10 weeks longer? We'll just see how things go as we get to March. But he's doing really, really well, and he'll be back sooner than later, one way or the other.
Well, all I know is there Grant just tweeted last night video of him hitting dingers in batting practice.
Yeah.
Now, I have no issues taking your time with Ronald Acuña Jr. I want Ronald Acuña Jr. healthy. Now, do I think he should have a year off, as some proposed, as soon as he was injured? No, I think that's ludicrous and that's asinine. And that no, absolutely
if I could jump
not.
In here, now that I can finally talk again, put my words together. Weren't you the one concerned last season because he got off to a slow start? I think about even a lot of people in here, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Because of missing some of spring training with another injury. I don't know if it was still the knee that was bothering him.
He tweaked something in spring training, and he then missed a good chunk of spring training, and then he got off to the slow start. I absolutely thought a lot of that was because he missed some spring training. I thought he was off in many ways. You know, also the entire lineup took a step back last year in every way possible, from 1 through 9, but he was at the top of it and he had a very slow start. I don't know, when he's hurt the knee this time, he's just sliding into, or he's trying to steal a base, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he got into a rundown or something between second and third. And, I remember it very loosely. Yeah.
But would you want him to take a little time off to actually recover? Because it's not a bad thing to do. But
I have no issue not running it, not rushing it back. But, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, then he went 10 weeks, is what Alex said. Where longer, and that's fine. Like, don't rush it back. But he needs to be on the field this year at some point. You cannot go a whole season without the linchpin of your offense, the guy that it revolves around. Because essentially you're looking at a repeat of last year in a lot of ways.
It sounded to me like, you know, listening to his words, and I remember, you know, hearing this, and it's kind of been a talking point. It sounds to me like you're targeting June, like June 1st, I think that would be an acceptable timeline as far as he goes. And obviously you have to wait and see how Ronald's body kind of responds to everything that he's trying to do. But to your point, there's videos that people are putting out of him taking BP. Another part of this conversation is, if your best offensive player was not your DH, that would be another role that maybe he could slide into until he got more comfortable running around. But Marcell Ozuna is your best offensive player, and he is your DH.
Actually, can you phrase it differently for me? If your DH was serviceable at defense, then you could switch him. But here's the problem with that, too, though, is the problem – For that thought process is you spelled it out in a different way, but you can't have, he's such a liability, and I mean Ozuna in the field, that he can't play defense. But the other part is this is going to sound screwed up when I say it, but you can't trust Ronald Acuña Jr. to be just a hitter, because what happens is he's going to walk and he's going to get singles and he's going to get doubles and he's going to get triples, or let me rephrase it. He's going to get singles that he says, nope, going to get two. Nope, going to get three. Nope, I'm on first. I'm going to steal second. And I think that straight line speed is great, but you don't want to be stressing him. So that's, you have to ultimately, when you got a guy like Ronald Acuña Jr. who knows one way to play and that is 100 miles an hour. Now, you've seen him a little have his little bit of issues in the defense.
They need his speed so much. But you've seen him speed so much, dude.
You've seen him have some effort situations. Go back to the 22 playoffs against Philadelphia, where did he run as hard as he could or whatever you want to say about that. But I think he's the type of guy that plays one way.
I agree.
And you have to protect him from him. That's why that is really what I feel like they're doing when they say 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks more. Because we know once he gets on the field for us in Atlanta or in a major league stadium, it's going to be a million miles an hour.
And you also want him to have the green light as far as stealing bases. And we mentioned it a number of times. I'm pretty sure he ended last year as Atlanta Braves leader in steals. Right, I mean, it's just like you can't fathom what that means to a team that when he gets 70 the year before, that he's not out in that lineup and he's not taking those extra bases. Now, we talked about the entire lineup regressing, but they also regressed on the base paths in a big way last year, and that's obviously something you want to see him return to form.
I want to get to Anthopoulos, but I want y'all's thoughts on the Braves rotation because we know Max Fried gone. He signed a deal with the Yankees. So what happens from here?
Well, and Charlie Morton's gone too.
Yeah, the Morton one is rough.
Well, when Morton said he was coming back for another year, I think you just assumed he would be here. Max Fried's he was so good for some when he was here, but he had times when he was banged up. The problem for me is you've lost Max Fried, and you don't know where Spencer Strider is. And I don't know if Alex talks about this in the cut I know you're going to throw to, but I don't know where Spencer Strider is at. So now you're looking at Schwellenbach and Chris Sale, and then Renato Lopez. But who's four and who's five for you next year? Because Strider might not start the season on the big league club.
Well, let's take a listen to AA on Dukes and Bell. Maybe this will make you feel better.
Strider looks like he's going to be back sooner rather than later. He's going to have a normal spring training. You know, we're not going to put him on the opening day roster, but you know, he'll appear in spring training games. So right now he's doing well. And even though he won't be on the opening day roster, we don't think it'll be too far beyond that. Again, we'll probably have a more definitive date as we get to mid-March, late March. But you start factoring in Strider in whatever order you want to put it in, Strider, Sale, Lopez, Schwellenbach, those four. You know, whoever we add from the outside for us has to be someone clearly better than Ian Anderson, who's out of options. He's got to make the team.
That's heavy. No, that didn't make me feel better. No, I'm just kidding. I feel better. I think the way a lot of Braves fans look at it, and maybe, Bo, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think a lot of Braves fans look at it, and they almost look at Spencer Strider as a one-to-one for Max Fried leaving. You're getting Spencer Strider back. It's like, hey, we have a top end of the rotation guy. We're getting one back. We lost one, but we're getting one back. And then you look beyond that, and obviously you loved what Schwellenbach did last year, but you still feel like the Morton one to me is the one that hurts because there's just nobody in that role. To his point, Ian Anderson has to make the team. A.J. Smith-Shawver has given us nothing. Bryce Elder fell off a cliff after his All-Star run. Hurst and Waldrop, we don't know what we have. So
because Charlie, you knew what you got.
Exactly.
You knew that he could go out there and give you 5 to 6. Now, granted, if his curveball wasn't working, then it was not going to be as good of an outing as you wanted. But you knew he was still a competent guy that could get guys out, that was kind of the old head of the pitching staff that could help some of the young guys out. Let me tell you something. There's no doubt in my mind that Spencer Strider doesn't come in on fire the way he did his rookie year if it's not a Charlie Morton on that staff. There's no doubt in my mind that Spencer Schwellenbach isn't as, you know, doesn't have – like, I think he's got a special mindset. I think Strider does as well. But there's no doubt that it's not an easier transition for him when you have guys like Charlie Morton who've had to do that on young staffs at times, and they've had a couple old heads around them, or Chris Sale. Don't forget Chris Sale's been, and what he meant to this team.
Some competitive
but,
dudes.
But here's
rotation.
The deal. Chris Sale had an outlier year his last four seasons. And then, boom, last year, you look at that and you go, well, that's an outlier.
Right.
Because he stayed healthy.
Well, and
you also were able to go to a six-man rotation, essentially, because of the depth you had in pitching.
But then the question is, I think for Braves fans, is how often can you continue to go back to the well and find diamonds in the rough, right, Renato Lopez? I mean, you're going to need that mid-level workhorse-style guy. And I know a lot of people throwing around names like, Flaherty, Kyle Gibson. You need one of those guys that slots into a three and that you hope turns into a one. And that's what the Braves have been able to hit on recently. I don't know how often you can lean on that, though.
Well, I would, and I know we got to get a lot of scored. I would say it differently. I need a guy that I think can slot into a five and maybe be a three.
That's fair.
Because yeah. I think it's Sell and Schwellenbach to start the season, and then Ronaldo Lopez is your three. And I need and I do, though, think that Ian Anderson, sometimes guys come back better at Tommy John. There might be a really good chance he does make that initial roster. I don't know, but they definitely have to add a guy.